I'd like to introduce to you our speaker tonight, Jason R. from the Simple Solutions Group of NA and the LMHANA area of NA.
I wasn't ready for that. I expected more readings. First off, I want to say hi, Richard L. So I start reflecting right before I celebrate an anniversary, and like I think back to the way things were, and like this retreat's really special to me because I was sitting right there on a Friday night with one day clean, listening to Tim G, and that was kind of a I kind of set the bar. Like, I expected to laugh to where I am and shit myself every time I heard a lead, not knowing that Tim G's also a stand-up comedian. So, I was dope sick, sitting there with a box of tissues. And it was kind of weird, because my best friend, who I buried this past year from this disease, he brought me up here. He said, come with me. And he took this, he went down in his grandparents' basement and got this tent out and took me up there, helped me set it up in the field. And this thing must have sat in his grandparents' basement for 20 years because it was so moldy and musty that I couldn't even sleep in it. So that kind of made me stay up all night, go to marathon meetings. Kind of crazy, but this retreat means a lot to me. I bought this shirt there. I went up to the merch chair and said, can I get a 2XL, because I was kind of skinny, and they said all we have is a 5XL. I was like, well, I guess I'll take it. And little did I know, like within 90 days that 5X would fit. I'm just getting down. I'm only 16 pounds heavier than I was when I got here, but I just lost 80 pounds. We don't make change till pain becomes great enough, and the pain became great enough. It's kind of funny reflecting, like I'm thinking about this, not thinking a lot because I was like helping a little bit and I got my kid running around here, but like the last time I slept on a little pad this big was in jail. And it kind of made me think, it was orange, not blue, but it kind of made me think about, like, that's where I first started thinking, like, I got to do something different. I didn't know how. And, I used as soon as I got out, after all the foxhole prayers, and I'll never do this again. And so it wasn't a lot longer. I got out in, like, July 2010. I was in rehab. I got out of detox August 1st. Once I started hearing the message and getting some, it was the first time off a chemical since I was like 15. I was 33. I don't know. I wanted to stay clean. Like, I was ready. Like, my impression of rehab was, like, you disappeared for 28 days, came back, rode around with us where we stole, copped, anything, white-knuckled it for, like, 3 to 5 days, and you were back running as hard as the rest of us. That was my impression of rehab because that's all I ever saw. I was ripping and running in New Kensington. Became homeless. Complete dereliction. Just hit my bottom there. I just remember I had 25 days clean. I was doing it. I got out. I went to a meeting that night. Saw somebody I knew. Well, both people I knew from active addiction, obviously. Found a lot of differences, but I wanted to do this. I had 25 days clean. That was counting my 14 in rehab. It was probably like noon, and I was cleaning out my wallet, and dope fell out, and I just remember I blanked my brain the same way I did every time I'd blank my brain, go to the ATM machine, spend the mortgage money, and go cop, and then feel remorseful later. It was like the same pattern. It's when that dope was in my hand, when it was in the palm of my hand, I was completely powerless. Like, there was not a doubt it was going in me. Like, I was, you know, it was game over. So, like, I went to a meeting that day. It was a Thursday, and I came here on Friday. I told you guys about that. And it was like, I knew that I really needed to, like, take all the suggestions now. Because if I ever had dope in the palm of my hand again, I had to be strong enough to, like, not use it. Yeah. And that's kind of like when I started taking all the suggestions. I became completely willing. Looking back, you know, I didn't realize that that was the experience I needed to show me that I was powerless over the chemical. I didn't know that right then. It was through doing some step work and, you know, switching sponsors. The gentleman that sponsored me for my first 9 months, the first 6 months, he gave me exactly what I needed to be here. You know what I mean? He taught me honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. My first sponsor told me, you can't work steps yet. He said, you got to practice honesty. We're dishonest even when we don't want to be. When there's no reason to be dishonest when we get here, you know what I mean? We're just full of shit. And he said, it's a waste of time for me to write a bunch of bullshit on a piece of paper and go over it with him. So, like, I practiced honesty, and he had me being, I might have taken that a little far, you know what I mean? There's some times where, I don't know, I had honesty and, like, being an asshole mixed up, but, you know what I mean? Some of it was none of my business. I didn't need to be honest about it because nobody asked. But that's where I was at the time. So I worked honesty. He made me listen to the people that bothered the hell out of me in meetings and, like, practice honesty. And then I remember one night it was his home group, and he's like, I want you to hug everybody that comes in. And, like, back in the day, Wide Eye was, like, the spot. It was like 70 deep, no treatment, awesome speakers from out of town every week. It was awesome. And so I had to stand at the door and hug like 70 people. And like I went back and sat down beside him when the meeting was about to start. He said, and I got to say this, like I came in with a group of people and, you know, a lot of them are still here. Like, three of us out of the five that, like, we spent every moment together. We went to IOP together, went out after IOP together, and then went to the meeting and went out to eat after me. That was the problem. We were eating dinner twice. I gained, like, 70 pounds in 90 days. It wasn't that quick, but it was ridiculous. Well, it was monster, too. But, yeah, so we were doing a lot together, and they all got to start working steps. And I was, like, going to meetings because, like, I got clean. I came here, and my sponsor's like, this is how you do retreats. And we went from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting. You know, it's not the way I work my recovery today. Sometimes I only see some of the guys here, like, two or three times a year. Like, my predecessors. I'm in Johnstown, where there's not a lot of clean time. And, you know, you know, it doesn't take a lot for me to be, you know, to have the most clean time in the room, which I'm not bragging, but, like, I need supercharge, too. I need these predecessors of 20-plus years to help me. And sometimes where I'm at, like this retreat, I chilled at registration. And, like, when they were coming in, I got a hug from my predecessors. And you know, I got to hit them up with some things I'm going through right now and been going through the past couple months. You know, when I went through some shit about 3-4 months ago, I was calling people in like 6 different counties to talk to because from building that foundation early on and going to that many meetings. I remember my sponsor took me to 17 meetings one week because he was going through it. He's like, this is what we do when we're going through it. There was a point in time on a Saturday where I think you could hit 5 meetings between Johnstown, Indiana. They just like lined up, or I think we might have hit one out of town, but it was so you could do it. And like that was my foundation, and like here, back-to-back-to-back meetings. Then the following month we went to River of Hope, and that was a spiritual awakening. Hearing this, this guy was a major speaker, like he was a radio DJ, like he was a professional speaker, and his story was so impactful that I was like sitting in a field with 150 people, and everybody was crying. And like it was freaking intense, and down there meeting to meeting to meeting, I remember in River, like my sponsor started and I was like, where are we going this meeting? He's like, I'm gonna talk to some people this meeting. I was like, well, I gotta go to the next meeting. I'm sitting in this meeting and it's all women, and I'm like, they're all laughing. I'm looking around and I'm like, did I come to the women's rap? And they're like, no, this is a different kind of workshop. And they were making like NA balloon things. It was weird, but I participated because my willingness was there. And you know, that's just, I mean, for me, when I was new, because I had the free time and life wasn't full, like I needed to form those deep roots and bonds with people all over. I remember the next year, I think I hit like 6 retreats, and I met people from all over, and, you know, life started getting fuller and fuller, and, you know, I never missed my home group. If it's the only thing I get to a week, and, you know, I went on vacation with my sponsor last year to Raystown. I told him I've only been getting one meeting a week because life's too full, and he told me one's too close to none, and I'm on vacation. He took me to 5 meetings, like, I was like, okay. But it was, you know, that's what we do for each other. So, like, you know, I've been able to, my daughter's a little older now, and I'm able to get to some more meetings, and she can, like, sit there without, like, knocking flagpoles over and, like, dropping chairs and running around the table. And I can get to some more meetings again. It's a blessing, but like those deep roots, because I wasn't getting to a ton of meetings when I started going through some shit, and because of those deep roots, like there are some people I called that I only see here every year, but like when we see each other, it's like we never miss the beat because of that, those deep roots and bonds that I call for support. And you know, another thing, it's my responsibility, no matter how full life gets, to keep up with my step work. And I always, daily I speak to other people in recovery, other people working a program in Narcotics Anonymous, and I really mean working a program. Like, nobody I call on a regular basis has like under 11 years. You know what I mean? I need the right men in my life, and you know, sometimes I call them for them, you know what I mean? Like when I'm thinking about who I'm going to call that's in my support group, sometimes I pick up the phone and I call somebody that I know is going through something. That first sponsor, I don't think I've ever been here without him being there. He's at Children's Hospital with his son right now. I love that man. Without him I wouldn't be here. Like, when all I knew how to do was steal a car and go to Pittsburgh, like, he showed up in my parents' house before I was awake to get me out of bed to put me in his passenger seat and drive me around all day. And he did that for the first 6 months clean. You know, when I was unemployable, he gave me a carpet scrubber and had me scrubbing people's carpet. He did that for a lot of people. You know what I mean? I made just enough gas money to get to a meeting and back. So, like, you know, the lengths, some of the lengths I went through for my recovery, like, where I got clean, there was a convenience store, maybe 3 miles away, and, like, I'd run out of snuff from time to time, because, like, I didn't have a job, and, instead of going to that convenience store, because I knew if I went to that convenience store, somebody was going to ask me to make a run for them, and I could make $1,000 quick. So, like, I'd drive the whole way to Johnstown from Indiana. Well, it's Indiana County. It's closer to Johnstown. But I'd drive the sheets in Johnstown rather than take the risk of running into somebody. I mean, it wasn't a risk. I knew somebody would have asked if I went there. Because everybody in my town knew what I used to be about and probably wasn't going to understand what I was about today. So, like, that's something I did just to be safe, because I knew from that time I was in the palm of my hand, like, if the opportunity met desire, I was a goner. And, you know, we have to go through some lengths sometimes. I had to go through some, you know, I can't think of anything else, but I knew I used to tell, when I gave my lead, I used to tell three stories like that. But this is an awesome meeting, because I can have a chew and spit on the ground. I never spoke where I could. Yeah, in meetings now, they're like telling me I can't have a chew during the meeting. That might have kept me out of here at first. When I first came here, if you did the reading and told me I couldn't chew in your meeting, I might not have stayed. You know, with 4 years clean, I thought about leaving my home group when they did that. But I respect my home group. I don't chew there. But yeah, speaking of my home group, I don't know if any of you know what's going on, but, like, I had a very strong home group. The end of September will be 5 years ago we started this home group, and it's meant a lot to me. I wasn't planning on switching home groups because I liked my home group, but the two gentlemen that got together and were going to start a home group, I was a little afraid it would be a pretty rough meeting, because they were pretty strong-willed and had their idea. Their interpretations of the traditions were the only interpretations, and I was like, oh shit, I better join this home group. So I joined this home group, and you know, the first couple of years, we just switched service positions. There were three of us. One of us would be the treasurer, one would be the secretary, one would be the GSR. And then, like, you know, they say, if you build it, they will come, man. I think we've hit 100 people. I mean, it was the place to be. Fellowship after. It was just a beautiful thing for a few years, and, you know, those strong wills interpreting the traditions the way they want to interpret them. And, you know, I mean, I love it when we say, be open-minded. There's only one way to recover. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, last week, like 2 months ago, we had 13 home group members. Last week, we're down to two. And, you know, I got college starting back up, but that's what I grabbed a hold of some of the guys here when I saw them. That's why I sat at registration to, like, talk to some experienced members that may have gone through this before. I'm giving it a whirl. As soon as the speaker was over, I knew I had to be down here at 10, but I went around to every guy I know with time that has, like, helped me in my recovery and asked them to speak at my home group, because it's chair's choice, and obviously, there's not a lot of experienced members if, like, everybody quit. So to carry a message, I'm going to try to have speakers for a little while till I figure out what I'm going to do. So, you know, I explained the situation to some of the guys and said, look, I want you all to come, but so I got a speaker this week, one next week. This fellowship's beautiful. I told them what was going on. Some of them said, I'm going to need 2 weeks, so I got to request the day off. But they're willing to request a day off to come speak at my home group to help me out. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, like Drew talked about the first time he saw Clean Time Countdown. I told you I was sick at this retreat. I don't know. I didn't get what he was talking about until I went to my first Start to Live convention. And, like, talk about another spiritual awakening. Like, like, I had experienced a lot of retreats, several retreats, before I went to my first convention, and, like, I fit in everywhere. Like, I love the woods, but I also love, like, you know, some dancing in the club, and when the balloons dropped, and it was right when, Eminem's song came out about recovery, and, like, I was loving it, like, that was something, like, I found myself at Start to Live dancing like this, and I was like, why does my hand always go there? And my hand went there because I never danced before without a Jack and Coke right there, you know what I mean? And, like, looking back over old pictures, every picture I was in active addiction, there's a wet spot right here. You know, like, years clean, I figured that out. So, you know, recovery is very important to me. And, you know, if it weren't for those strong roots I laid almost 8 years ago, it'll be 8 years in, like, about an hour and 40 minutes. You know, I wouldn't have made it through this last 4 months. You know, some of the guys, I lost their numbers, but I knew where they'd be. So I went to their home groups and found them. And I got their number. And pulled them aside and said, I need to talk to you after the meeting. And, yeah, it's just amazing. Like, I definitely wouldn't have made it. I guess I'm responsible for my recovery. I should get into some step work stuff. I should be more responsible with my step work. I switched sponsors a couple years ago, so there's not as good of an excuse. We don't live many hours apart. But, like, I'm doing steps a little different now. Like, they're not... It doesn't seem like they're, I don't know, I don't want to say in depth, like, we're addicts, so, like, we complicate the shit out of everything, even if you have time. Like, my fourth step took 21 hours to go over. I got everything I needed out of it, and I was just sharing with another addict, like, some of the stuff I got out of my fourth step. You know, I shared it with another, like, literally 10 minutes before I came over here. But, like... Now when I work steps, it's like, you know, my sponsor looks at me and says, you're overcomplicating this shit. So, like, I'm learning kind of a new way to, like, you know, keep it simple, stupid type stuff. You know, I said this retreat means a lot. I worked my first step in that field over there. I remember, like, I'd never worked a step with this sponsor. Like I said, I switched at 9 months. And, it was very awkward for me to, like, kneel in a field and hold hands with another guy in front of all of you. Like, everybody here could see us in that field. And, like, it was weird, but, like, I had to remain open-minded and do what was suggested. The guy had 25 years and was, like, one of the two most spiritual people I'd met. And, you know, he helps me a lot still. But I told myself about the step work thing. That's cool. That's recovery. And, you know, like, life today is so full. I keep saying, as soon as I get through this and this, I'm going to get cracking on my steps harder. And then, like, two more things pop up. Whether they're work, school, my daughters. My youngest daughter lives with me, but my oldest one doesn't. And, like... I'm doing so much. My life's so full. Well, what I did was, she's a teenager, so, like, it's not cool. It's not fun to go hang out with dad and be away from her friends. So, 3 years ago, I bought a boat. And now every time I say, hey, honey, we're going boat, and I get to see my daughter. So, it's been a lot of fun. You know, this summer I spent a lot of time with my sponsor. Which is awesome. I love being around people with a lot of time. Like, and time doesn't equal recovery. It's a lot of recovery. You know what I mean? And someone so much like myself, which is strange. But it's, like, wonderful. And, you know, guys, I'm sorry. I'm the only speaker. The other one canceled. But I think I'm running out of things to talk about. I think I'm starting to repeat myself.
All right.
So I'm going to close with that. One more thing.